Hello, my name is John Robinson. I am the author of Love Letters Unsent to People Unmet, the book which hopefully by now you have either read and or listened to on the first disc of this 2-CD set. And we are here on the second disc of the 2-CD set, which is going to serve as a bit of an author's commentary. Just to set up the agenda on what I have planned for you here, I'd like to talk a little bit about why we're doing an author's commentary. I'd like to talk with you then about why we're doing this project at all, and then I'd like to spend a little time talking with you about the book itself. So I'm sitting here in my makeshift studio with just some handwritten notes, but totally unscripted. So if this gets a little strange, you'll understand in advance why. Now, why a second disc? Why an author's commentary? I have become a DVD believer in the last year or so. I don't watch DVDs, because I have this great home theater system or surround sound speakers or anything of that sort. I have a television that's older than I am, because I don't watch much of it. But the reason that I get into DVDs so much is because I really enjoy the extra features, especially the audio commentary with the makers of the film. Because I'm one of those wacko people who think that, you know, the stories behind the story are sometimes just as interesting or even more than the film itself. And I really get into knowing, well, how did they do that shot, and, you know, why was so-and-so cast, and the funny stories that go on behind the scenes. I like that kind of thing. And so I started thinking, once I got into more and more of these and started listening to some really great ones, that I've had the fortune of running into or having or hearing speak some really great authors. Neil Gaiman, who wrote The Sandman and most recently American Gods, Mary Doria Russell, who wrote The Sparrow and its sequel, Children of God, and got to listen to a Stephen King reading at one point. And one thing that they had in common is they told these great stories about where the book came from that they had written, you know, where did they get this idea? All these great stories. And unless you've run into one of these people, you would probably never get a chance to hear any of these. And, you know, it's like, well, Steven Spielberg is a bad example because he doesn't do commentaries, but imagine if you could, you know, run into Spielberg and hear some of the stories about Close Encounters or E.T. or something like that, and you had to find him in person to get it instead of finding it on a DVD. You know, Shekhar Kapoor, which did the Elizabeth DVD, directed Elizabeth, the film a few years back. Imagine trying to get that type of information out of him without a DVD. And so I would hear these stories, and I would tell them to other people. I would relate them. And they would say, God, what a great story. And they'd laugh, or they would be, you know, they'd be just excited that they had this information. And I thought, you know, how cool would it be to get an author's commentary by the people who wrote the books? I mean, imagine if you could listen to, you know, Stephen King talking about The Stand and why it happened. Or Neil Gaiman talking about, you know, The Sandman or whatever. I mean, your favorite, insert your favorite author here, we're talking about insert your favorite book here. It would be immense. And I thought, well, you know, that would be kind of cool. How would you do something like that? So I started thinking, and I thought, well, you know, it's different than a DVD because you can't, like, watch it. You can't watch the book move or anything like that. You've got to read the book. And if you're listening to somebody talk about it while you're reading the book, you know, I don't know if you can do that. I can't do that. It's too distracting. And, you know, well, you can't really, you know, have listen to person reading in your left ear while they talk about what they're talking about in your left ear and your right ear. I said, you'd be schizophrenic, you know. And that wouldn't work. So the next best thing I could come up with was just to do a separate recording of talking about the stuff so that you get the stories and you get that information. And, you know, obviously, I don't think that my stuff is going to be anywhere near as interesting as some of those people that I've listed, but I, you know, just thought I would throw it out there for anyone who was interested, just like I would be interested of listening to someone else's stuff and stories and information. So take that as your warning. If that doesn't interest you, or you find the thing terribly pretentious, which, you know, maybe it is, you know, run away now. Put the disc back into the little case, because it's about all you're going to get for the next, you know, for the rest of this disc is going to be me talking and trying to be somewhat entertaining about what this book is and what it means. So you've been duly warned.